If you're visiting with us, you may not be familiar with what we're about to do next, but we take very seriously what we read in the book of Acts. When Paul and Barnabas went on their first missionary voyage and they came back, they went out, the word is euangelizo, or evangelize. They went out to evangelize. But then they came back, and the word that is used is anageo, and the word means to report back the good news that they did out on the mission field. Not only did they do it to the church at Antioch that has sent them, but then they went to Jerusalem and they did exactly the same thing. And so we take that as a precedent. We consider it very important that when you as a church, you support and you pray for a group of missionaries to go out on the missionary field, as we have just done. We've just returned from Haiti. Kay and I were there for 11 days. The rest of the team was there for just about a week. And when we go and we have that kind of experience, I think it's extremely important that that team comes back and reports to you, tells you about what God has done in their lives. And so before we look at that text, we will give them an opportunity to come up and share this with you. Now, before they come and allowing them to be introduced, I'm going to introduce our Director of Missions, Sherry Shoemaker, because she has something she wants to say. And then she will bring the rest of the team up. And I assume you've got them in order in some way and you're on top of it. But let me at least just say this. Let me say something about Sherry. Let me embarrass her before she comes up here. This is the first time. Sherry has been our director of missions for quite some time, and she has done just a phenomenal job, and you all know about that. But this is the first time that she has taken the lead in leading the team. Kay and I were already over there. We were in Port-au-Prince suffering for the team. Okay, if you saw where we stayed that night, you would know that that was a joke. But we were there when they got there, and so not only did Sherry lead all the team meetings, not only did she lead the team as far as getting them from here to Port-au-Prince, she pretty much was the go-to person the entire time. This was sort of her debut as team leader, and she did a wonderful job. So let's give her a hand. Our Director of Mission, Sherry Shoemaker.
Thank you. Before we get started, if I could just ask the team to come on up and just line up here on stage. We're going to do things a little differently today. I asked the entire team to come up so that you would be able to see our team. And those that wish to give their testimony at this service, we're going to give testimonies next service also. But as we pass the mic, you can introduce yourself and give your testimony. And if you want to wait to the second service or choose not to because you've been so many times, you're welcome to just pass the mic. Go ahead and squeeze in a little bit. But before we give our testimonies, I did ask Pastor Kirby if I could just have a moment to ask for your help once again. You are incredible to support every single mission outreach that we have here at New Hope. And early on, I felt guilty every time I would ask for your help. But I realized that it's not us, it's not a small group of people, it's all of New Hope that makes things happen for our mission outreach. So I'm going to ask you boldly, once again, that we need your help next Sunday. After second service at 1 o'clock for about an hour and a half, we had an incredible donation of soccer equipment, new and used, from a soccer foundation that had an outreach in Honduras, and because of security concerns there, they had to close their doors, and they ended up with literally a small warehouse full of soccer equipment, soccer shoes, cleats, pennies, pants, shirts, soccer balls, everything that you would need to conduct soccer outreach. Ephraim, our brother in Haiti, has started a soccer outreach about a year ago. He has 13 teams, but they're in great need of soccer equipment. And so the Lord answered our prayer. But it's an abundance of soccer equipment. So what I'm asking is for your help next Sunday. We'll set up tables in the back. It'll be similar to what we do with the leadership packets, but there won't be as much moving around. We have to unbox the equipment that's been donated, separate it as far as shoes, pants, shirts, and then rebox it and get it ready to ship next week so that Ephraim can have that for his program. The soccer program that Ephraim has is called Yahweh, Young Athletes with Hope. They have a Bible study every single week for all of the athletes that participate, and Ephraim was especially excited because some of these young men that are very talented in soccer are now getting soccer scholarships to high schools and even into colleges because of their skills that they are learning there with Yahweh. So I ask you to please come out next Sunday after second service and be prepared to help us for just an hour and a half, but be a part of this wonderful ministry that we are supporting in Haiti. Thank you. That being said, I would like to turn it over to our team. We had a blessed week in Haiti. The Lord had us running from morning until night, but this team was tireless in their efforts. And I'd also like to thank Pastor Kirby because we were well equipped. Every area that we went to, every church, every spot that we went, we were well equipped. And that is because of Pastor Kirby and the time and his dedication to our mission outreach. So without further ado, I would pass the mic to Clayton and ask him to start out. And again, team, introduce yourself. And then if you don't want to share this service, it's okay. Just pass the mic, introduce yourself, and pass the mic. Thank you.
And thank you, Sherry. So my name is Clayton Andrews. Most of you recognize me. I'm Brandy's husband. And as Sherry said, we had an incredible week. We truly did. It is generic to say that the Lord was with us every step. However, it is the truth. We were effective everywhere we went. We brought the word. We were effective out on the job sites. And we had incredible fellowship back when we were able to just kind of come down from our day. We want to thank you, each and every one of you, for your prayers. We know that you were praying for us. We could feel it. We thank you so very much for that. Next year, of course, we look forward to going again. If you watched me last year, it was again and again and again. I'm going to just keep it at again this year. Again, we thank you so very much for your prayers. And I encourage you, each of you, to consider whether missions are for you. Ask the Lord. And listen closely, because it just may be. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Michael Barrett, and this is my seventh mission trip, second time to Haiti. It's an amazing place to go to. It's just such a blessed place to be to, and the people that you see there, the poverty, it's just eye-opening for anyone who goes there. I think one of the biggest blessings we had on this trip was our generator working. Last year we were able to do like 4 trusses. This year we did 11 in half the time. Yep. And the part of the trip that impacted me the most would be the evening service on Sunday at the Mother Church. We were just fellowshipping and praising the Lord, and it was just an amazing experience to see everyone just praising and clapping and happy faces everywhere. And I look forward to going back next year. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Jacinth Pierre. Missions, just serving, just the word serving makes me happy. And so going on a mission trip to Haiti or wherever the Lord will call me, if I'm given the opportunity, I will drop and go. I just ask that you continue to pray for the church as you send us out. I'm old school, and I remember the song, "There's a call comes ringing o'er the restless waves. Send the light, send a light. There are souls to rescue. There are souls to save. Send the light, send the light." It's a glorious song. It's a good command. And following the command of the Lord. And as you support us financially and prayerfully, we accept it and we go. And we try to serve with the Spirit of the Lord around us, giving all we can. The joy of those people who have so much less than we do gets to me every time, and it encourages me. The part that impacted me so much was in the worship service. I heard a group of children sing, and the joy of the Lord, you could hear it in their voices and see it on their faces. And believe me, if we could get our children from now to just honor the Lord like that, then we would have a church filled of missionaries. So thank you for your prayers and your support.
My name is Chance, and this is my third missionship, and this is my second one to Haiti. Probably the most exciting part for me this missionship was being able to go back to Bernard, where we first went to build the trusses for their church there, and being able to just return and reflect on all the work that we did, and being able to share the gospel with so many people just really, really touched my heart. And I saw God in a lot of things, but probably the one thing that I saw him work the most in was at the job site, where we were able to complete what we were set out to do. And this has just been a really impactful trip for me, and I encourage you all, if you're called to missions, to definitely go.
Hi, my name is Haley, and this is my seventh missions trip, my second one to Haiti. And we want to thank you all for your prayers and support. It really helps. Last year, we had the privilege of getting scholarships and trying to earn scholarships. This year, we had to raise the money ourselves. And Ms. Sherry said that this was one of the first times that we raised the money before we left. So... praise the Lord that each one of us were able to raise that money. I personally was blessed by seeing how happy everyone there was with the smiles on their faces, even if they were poor or in poverty. And I liked going back to Bernard, that we helped build a church but didn't finish. And them watching us do our skits and sharing the gospel while they were all very interested in what we were doing, because they don't have TVs, they don't have anything to watch, so they got to watch us do our skits and they were very interested. So
good morning, my name is Jennifer Best. Some of you know me as the second grade teacher at the school. I was very blessed to be able to attend this mission trip. This was my first mission trip and the first time out of the country. So I remember forcing my son Anthony to attend church with me when he was 9. I think back to middle school when I forced him to try the youth group here at New Hope. Just for a month, I told him, if you don't like it after a month, you don't have to continue. Well, after that month, he said, I'll keep going, I don't mind. Last year, he asked to go on a mission trip to Kentucky and came back to tell me that he accepted Christ into his heart. The opportunity for this mission trip came up, and I wanted to support him in his Christ journey. I wanted to be a part of what God was doing in his heart. Watching my children grow in Christ was very important to me. It took me over 30 years to have that personal relationship with my Savior. But once I did, I had to share it. Those who know me know I have a heart for children. My husband and I have six children. And if he would let me, we would have six more. This calling was not only a great way to share and connect with my son, but an enlightenment of how God pieced together our family. It says in Matthew that we are to be the salt of the world. It was this trip that solidified what that means. Jesus calls upon us to preserve the relationship between us. There were so many eyes looking up at me with great joy, from children who didn't know where the next meal was going to come from. So many people singing with peace in their hearts that did not know how they're going to keep a roof over their heads. This is the peace and joy that God wants you and I to have. What I walked away with was this salt. What those children did for me, how they showed me how necessary it is to preserve yourself, your children, and your relationships. That will forever change my life.
She sure can't cry, right? I guess I don't really need an introduction. I'm Anthony, her son. It's my first time to Haiti. And the first thing I learned there was that it was not slow-paced. As soon as we were off the plane, we took off. And every day we woke up and we were gone and we were back at night every day. Being able to share so much with so many people was something I couldn't imagine. There was always people watching. They were intrigued by what we were doing. And it was a world that, being from Fort Lauderdale, I couldn't even process when I first got there. So it was amazing to see people with such joy and such happiness somewhere where I couldn't imagine being happy or joyful. So thank you for supporting us and even coming with us on this trip.
Good morning, I'm Sasha, and this is my second time on a missions trip, second time to Haiti, and I knew ever since we got back that I would want to go back. Thank you so much for your prayers and your support, financial support, anything that you contributed. You were definitely there with us in spirit. I really look forward to going on this trip, but at the beginning, I had to confess to the Lord that I was bringing pride with me. And so the Lord worked on me through reading scriptures and journaling and got me in the right place. And just kind of reaffirm that I'm just to be a good and faithful servant. And I have to agree with Chans and say that one of my favorite parts of the trip was returning to Bernard and just recognizing people and them recognizing us. And it's like seeing an old friend and just having that validation between ourselves and them. And for them to see that we cared enough to come out there. And it was so wonderful. Loved being out there. And also talking to street vendors, one in particular, he just lit up when I started talking to him. So God was so glorified on this trip. And again, I thank you so much for your support. And like Clayton, I'm just going to keep going back. So thank you.
Hello, my name is Egle, or as many of you know me, Freddy's wife. First of all, thank you, New Hope, for all your support and prayers. They were very important to us. Secondly, I would like to thank Freddy for convincing me to go with him on this trip. I always felt that I was not the missionary type. And I learned that for God, there is not a missionary type, and that his ways are not my ways. It was great for me to witness at first hand all the work that New Hope has been doing in Haiti for the kingdom of God. It's clearly evident that our church is making a difference in many ministries and many lives in all those places we visited. The leaders of this church, they practice what they preach. Although there were many events that impacted me during our trip, I have to say that it was very emotional for me to see the kids and Miss Ellis opening the Christmas gift boxes. To see the happiness on their faces was priceless. I went to Haiti to serve in the name of Jesus, but I believe that I received more than I gave. Many blessings that I will treasure for God's glory. Bon Dieu béni ou. God bless you.
Good morning, church. My name is Freddy Montilla. This was my second mission trip to Haiti. Both times you sent me, my local church, and I thank you for that. A couple of things that I bring from this trip. Number one, you see when you're there, you see the darkness and you see the need that you know are in all the world, because all the world needs Jesus, but you see they're more manifest than here. And the other thing that I saw that impacted me this time was that I saw you, my church, because the impact that you are making there with what you give, with your support, with your talent, with your time, and with those little gifts that we prepare in December that for us is just a trip to the dollar store and may look like not much, the faces of these kids when they receive that, and they see the love of the church. And we also see the local churches there doing what they have to do, share the gospel with that country. And we see the work of Jesus changing lives. That's something that is for us the treasures that we have to have in heaven. So thank you for your support. And this trip reminded me of a quote from an American young missionary, Jim Elliot. Some of you know his story. He gave his treasure, his talent, his family, and his life for the missions. He died in Ecuador, and he said, "He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain that which he cannot lose." Thank you.
I'm Kay Williams. I'm Kirby's wife, and I also want to thank you for all of your prayers. God's faithfulness was evident from beginning to end in the big things and in the little things, and he's trustworthy, so thank you for that.
Hi, I'm Janet Sessa, and I wasn't going to say anything, but I got to say something because everybody else did, right? thank you for your prayers. Powerful. God can move as we pray. But what I saw this go around was we were equipped to equip. So we passed the baton on through Pastor Kirby and Kay as they did the conference, equipping many, many pastors, and then going to Bernard to actually, with the team, act it out. It was like, wow, powerhouse. And they're getting it. And they're going to pass it on. It's like, that's what it is, right? It's just equip to equip others, to equip others, to equip others, and reach the world for Jesus. All right, thank you.
Hello, I'm Vivian Wheeler, and mine goes in line with Janet's. The Lord really revealed something to me, kind of put it all together. This church, with the leadership of Pastor Kirby, and I have the privilege of looking through photos, and he had a vision when he first came here to bring missions into this church, And silently and prayerfully every year waiting. Now it's just like it's coming to a head. The power of what we have been equipped with is outstanding. To be able to share the gospel with your voice, with the word, with hand motions, so that people can, that don't understand the language, to be understanding what we're saying. Not only are we doing it in Haiti, but we do it for our elementary students. We equip our middle school and our high school students to do it so that they're growing up to be able to share the gospel. We are having in-service classes teaching the teachers that are in the community to do the same thing. On our vacation Bible school, we're teaching the children of this community. Pastor Kirby went and brought all the tools that he needed in order to equip the leaders in the first part of the mission trip so that they can take it to the churches and the people in their congregation that we're not going to be able to reach. It was just amazing. And as I was watching it unfold, I was sitting next to Janet as I was praying in the morning, and I was like, I'm an apprentice to this woman. It's just amazing. The Lord has given us something that we need to share. And it all came into fruition at the bank of that river when we shared the story of Daniel in a skit. Just imagine just about 300 plus people on the bank of a river and all of us sharing a story they'll never forget. There is absolutely no way they will remember.
Hi, my name is Jim Daly. I've been going to Haiti for several years, and those of you who know me, I've been up here before. I could go right through to the second service, but I'm not. One major observation for me, when I first started going, there might be eight of us up here, you know, and there's times where I went, there was only two men. Look at us now. Thank you.
Well, thank you, team. And as I told them when we came back, what an honor it was to serve with you. And as many have said, the extraordinary thing that we're working into now is these repeaters, and they come back. And the first question that they have when we come to the end of the trip is, when are we going again? You know, they can't wait to go back on the field. And as others have said, we have truly been able to make a difference. Now, we're not boasting. This is not a time of boasting. This is a time of simply glorifying God for what he is doing through us, and really just to be amazed, really just to step back and say, God, this is just an unbelievable thing that you're accomplishing through a church that is a fraction of the size of many churches that aren't doing anything. And so we are grateful to be here, and we're grateful to bring this to you. And I want to thank the team once again and give them a big hand as... as now I launch into a lengthy, lengthy sermon. No, you can't leave. No. I'm just joking. But they already warned me that they had to leave. Those are our missionaries, by the way, from the Seafarers mission. So thank you for worshiping with us. Hey, Clayton. Actually, I did have quite a nice message to bring to you this morning, but I really feel that these testimonies are far more valuable, at least at this moment that we talk about. So I'm going to switch gears. We're not going to talk about Jonah this week. I'm going to leave you in suspense as to how the story of Jonah ties in with our missions outreach. And rather, I'm just going to focus on one single verse. You know, every year when we go to Pinyon, our trip coincides with a celebration that they have. It's called the Harvest Festival. And every year they have a theme, and Jephthah usually tells me about an hour before this time to deliver the sermon when I'm going to preach, and this year was no exception. But the theme is this, or was this, actually it's still going on this morning. So let me read it to you. It's from 1 Corinthians, Paul's letter to the Corinthians, the 9th chapter, the 16th verse, and this is what Paul says. And it was so appropriate for this particular missions trip. He says, "For if I preach the gospel, that gives me no ground for boasting. For necessity is laid upon me. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel." Now, I responded to that in an object lesson from Jonah, which I'm not going to share with you this morning, which I promise I will share with you next week. But let me just say a few words about what Paul actually said there. Paul says that to him, now of course he's talking about preaching, he's talking about his preaching, but I think the principle applies to every single one of us. Paul says, how am I supposed to boast in something that should be so natural as sharing the gospel? That is a necessity that has been placed on me. I might as well boast about breathing the air that is around me, because that's a part of life, and that's a part of my life, and it is a part of my redeemed heart, is to overflow and tell other people about Jesus. And that was so appropriate for this year, because that is exactly what we went to do. We had the opportunity before the team arrived. Kay and I left on Saturday. Sunday preached down in Cap Haitien, and then on Sunday afternoon drove up to Pinyon. And we were there Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday for a conference. Now, I explained to you a little bit before we left that Carnival is a big thing, what we call Mardi Gras. It's a big thing in many of the developing nations, and Haiti is no exception. But it's a pretty nasty time. It is a time of paganism. It is a time of debauchery. It is a time of immorality, especially in the large cities. So youth leaders and pastors desire to get their youth groups out of the big cities. And so during this particular time, we had 14 different youth groups from 14 different churches, some of them as large as 150 young people. And they had taken them up to Pinyon to bypass or to give them something else rather than to be involved with Carnival. And so we took the opportunity, since we had both a couple of hundred pastors from the same organization that we give these seminars to, plus all of their youth leaders, plus 400 young people. We had a huge number of people there. I mean, it was about 700 all in all, including the young people. And the Lord presented the opportunity to try to replicate what He has placed on our hearts and what we have developed over the years. For 15 years now, 14 years, we've been doing basically the same thing. I mean, we're just sharing the gospel, the simple gospel, the straightforward gospel, the gospel of Jesus Christ that is the foundation of the church, always has been and always will be. It hasn't changed and it never will change. What changes is our attempts or the way that we reach the culture around us. And every generation is beholden, every generation is charged and commissioned that they will find some way to explain or to share the simple truths of Scripture in a way that people can understand it. And so since we deal in an international environment, since we are in Haiti and we've been in Peru and we've been in various and sundry different places, and not to mention America and Arizona and Cherokee and Kentucky, we need a method by which we can share with just about anyone. And over the years, we have developed this way that we go about it. And we have been truly blessed because We just lost one of the great women of faith in Patty Cannon. But she bequeathed to us, to Janet, and to us, and to this church, the work that she had done over so many years. And so we used many of the things that she developed, and they're excellent in enabling us to share the gospel with others. But we've developed our own, and we do our skits, and we go into the scripture, and we use those as a way to explain the truths of scripture with hand motions. Well, this time we put it all down on paper for the first time in 14 years, never done it. Those packets that you put together a couple of weeks ago, those packets were in French, all of the illustration, all of the skits, all of the hand motions that we have done for so long, putting it down on paper. And you know something? It was the most extraordinary response. They've already asked me to come back in August, in July and August, to do exactly the same thing because it was too much information for them. It was overload. That was more than they can handle at one time. But they accepted the challenge. The challenge was this. You know, we have seen the power of God working in our own congregation. I can't monitor what happens to those congregations out there. We've shared the gospel with thousands of kids over the years over there. I can't monitor the response as well as I can monitor the response of our own congregation. And you heard several of these young people. This is my seventh mission trip. This is my second, my third time to Haiti. We have seen this occurring over and over and over again where we are raising up missionaries. And that was the challenge to the pastors of Haiti, that not only would they listen to what we were saying, but they would take to what we were saying, they would use this format, and they would then use their own youth groups to become missionaries so that they can evangelize the remote parts of Haiti themselves without us being in the middle of it. And that's really our focus, is to, as Janice said, to equip others to equip others. Because after all, that's what Jesus did. What a model to follow, because that's exactly what Jesus did. He equipped 11 men to change the world, and that's the way to go about it, and so that's the way that we are going about it. You know, at the end of the conference, I was taken, before I even knew that this was going to be our theme verse, the one I just read you from 1 Corinthians. One of the elder pastors who has been to every single one of the seminars got up. First of all, he's a real sport because, have we ever shown you the frog skit, the prince and the frog skit, where you got to put on the little frog hat and you bounce around like a frog saying ribbit? Well, he wanted to be the frog, and he did the most incredible job. And part of the skit is, you know, he's a frog, and he has to be kissed in order to be changed back into a prince again. And, you know, so these three maidens are going to come by, and, you know, he's supposed to pucker up and say, "Kiss me." And the girls, you know, they all scream and yell. Well, when he puckered up and went after these young maidens, they didn't have to act screaming. They literally screamed and ran off the stage because, I mean, he was just playing the part so magnificently. But when the conference was over, he held that book up in his hand, and he told us a story of the revolutionary Overture, who won independence for Haiti 200 and something years ago. He said after they had spilled the blood and after they had won that independence, he addressed his troops and he said, "Woe be unto you if you don't make something out of this. We have spilled our blood, we have done this work, and we have created for you the ability to have liberty. And so woe be unto you if you do nothing with it." And then he held that packet up to the crowd and he said, "Woe be unto you. Given this great resource and given these ability and given these tools, woe be unto you, Haiti, if you don't do something with it." And that's the way the response was to what we were able to put together. And again, far be it from me, God is my witness, I am not boasting. I am not going to boast. You're never going to hear me say, even if I boast in the Lord. But I am just at awe in what God is doing and what he is doing on the mission field. And this is something that every single one of us needs to take to heart. Woe be unto me. Woe be unto you. Woe be unto all of us if we do not share the gospel. Because there's no boasting in that sharing. That should be as natural to us as breathing air. Because that is the outpouring of a heart that has been changed by Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for the opportunity that you have given us, and I thank you for this church, because I know that even those who are not able to go on the mission field and can't go and experience this, they're home praying for us. And that prayer, those prayers we know go before us, and we know that there is such a power in that, and we feel it every time, even as some of the team members said. So I thank you for the way that this church has accepted the challenge and recognizes that, you know, you have left us with a commission. You have left us with a calling, and that you have given us the grace to raise up missionaries right here in our own church. And we give you the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Please stand and sing with us in response. Lead me, Lord.
Bulletin, you have an outline and you have a scripture reading that we were planning on doing this morning, but we sort of got sidetracked in the first service, and so we're taking a different tack. So I want to read a verse to you, for you, as our scripture reading this morning, and then pray and ask the Lord's blessing on what the rest of the service will be, which I will explain to you in a moment. But I'm going to read to you from the first letter of the Corinthians that Paul wrote to them. We're in the ninth chapter, and I'm going to read the 16th verse. Just the 16th verse. Later on, I will explain why this change. But this is pretty much the focus that we're going to have this morning. So hear now God's word as it is given to us in the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians, 9th chapter, the 16th verse. For if I preach the gospel, that gives me no ground for boasting, for necessity is laid upon me. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel. And may the Lord bless this reading of his word to our understanding. Pray with me. Our dear Heavenly Father, as we launch into this part of our service, we pray that you will be glorified. We know that the testimonies of the missionaries who are going to share with us this morning are real reactions to being on your mission field and seeing your hand and your glory at work. And Lord, may that be the overarching focus that we have, that we are cogs in a magnificent and beautiful machine, this kingdom of heaven that you created and that you placed here, and that we are just grateful and in awe to be your children and to be given the opportunity to have the kinds of experiences that you have given us. So, Lord, I pray that you will not only impress upon our hearts the need that we have to share the gospel, but also at the same time that we will have a desire to live that gospel so that others might see you in us and that you would in turn be glorified by that. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. If you're visiting with us, you may not have experienced what we do here at New Hope when we send a mission team to the mission field. But it's very scriptural, and it is something that we take very seriously. When Paul and Barnabas went on their first missionary voyage, when they came back to Antioch, their sending church, and later on they went to Jerusalem and did the same thing, they went forward to euangelizo, the Greek word, to share the gospel, to tell the good news of Christ. But then when they returned, they, anageo is the word, they reported back the good news, not only once, but twice, because they considered it very important as part of the missionary effort to tell the story all the way around, to go out into the mission field, to tell other people about Jesus. But then when they saw God's amazing work in the mission field, to come back and to tell the story to the church that sent them. And so every time we go on a missions trip, whether it's to Haiti or whether it's to Kentucky or whether it's any place else, we give those who have gone an opportunity to share their testimonies with you. It is uplifting for you, it is uplifting for them, and it is glorifying to God because he is the one who makes all of this possible. And so that's what we're going to do. We had a good-sized team who went with us to Haiti this time, and they have some marvelous insights and good stories to tell. But before we get there, I'm going to ask our Director of Missions, Sherry Shoemaker, to come and share a word with you because she has something that she wants to talk to you about. But before we do, I'm going to embarrass her again as I did in the first service. Sherry has been our Director of Missions for some years now, and you have all, those of you who are New Hopers, you've all seen the fruits of her labor. You have seen the way that missions has simply blossomed under her directorship. But this was the first time that she actually led a team by herself. Not only did she run all the team meetings, but Kay and I were already in Port-au-Prince. We went the Saturday before the team left, so we're already there suffering for the team, you know, in Port-au-Prince. And if you saw the hotel we stayed in, you understand that that's tongue-in-cheek. But we were there waiting for the team to get there, so Sherry's the one who did all of the leading and the getting everybody there, and then even after we were there, she was the team leader, and she ran this from start to finish. So let's give a big hand to our Director of Missions, Sherry Shoemaker.
Pastor Kirby's only telling you half of the story. His leadership and guidance is absolutely incredible, and I had the best team in the world that I didn't have to do much. They just knew what to do. So they made it look easy, and I can't take credit for any of it. So thank you, Pastor Kirby. But before we bring up the team and to share testimonies, I wanted to share with you an opportunity that New Hope has once again. There was an organization that had a soccer program in Honduras, and it was very, very fruitful. They had donations from all over. They would receive new and used soccer equipment. That organization had to shut their doors in Honduras because of safety concerns, and they were looking for someone that they could entrust all of their resources, their soccer equipment to, that could continue on their vision for youth for soccer. As it turns out, our brother Ephraim Lucien, who also heads up the thrift store ministry in Haiti, started a soccer program in Haiti outside of Hinch for young men, young adult males, or young males, not adult males. He called it Yahweh, Young Athletes with Hope. And he's formed these soccer teams where he brings these young men in. He teaches them soccer. They practice. Every week they have a Bible study. They go to church together. And because of the skills that they have learned in his soccer program, these young men are actually getting scholarships for soccer in high school and also in college. So it's a wonderful ministry. He brings them in with the love of soccer, but that's how he teaches them the love of Christ and teaches them about our Lord and Jesus. So to make a long story short, we are the benefactors of a small warehouse full of soccer equipment that we need to get to Ephraim. And so I'm asking your help next Sunday at 1 o'clock, right after second service. We'll meet in Fellowship Hall. It'll all be arranged for you, and we will put together in groups of the soccer equipment, the shoes, the tops, the shorts, all of the equipment. We'll group it together and we'll box it up and send it off to Brother Ephraim so that he can enlarge that ministry, Yahweh for Christ, Soccer for Christ in Haiti. So next Sunday, 1 o'clock, right after second service, about an hour and a half of your time. It doesn't involve a lot of physical labor, but you'll have a wonderful time with fellowship, and you'll be helping us in yet another ministry that the Lord has blessed us with. At that, I'd like to invite our team to come on up, and everybody that participated in our mission trip to Haiti, come on up, and we'll form a line. And I know that if all of us were able to take the time to share with you everything that we had on our heart from this trip and what it meant to us and what it really means for New Hope as a congregation, we'd be here for weeks and weeks and weeks. So we've limited them to 2 or 3 minutes. Maybe go behind the table and then we'll just 2 or 3 minutes, but it'll just give you a glimpse of some of the experiences that we had there in Haiti. And if you'd like to hear more, come this spring, we'll have our mission conference, and we'll be able to share a lot more. But this will just give you a glimpse of our trip. So we're going to start with Michael Barrett. And if you would, please just introduce yourself before you give your testimony.
Good morning. Well, my name's Michael, and this is my 7th mission trip and my 2nd time back to Haiti. And it's such a blessing to go back and see the work that we've done last time and compare it to what we've done this time. One of the biggest blessings was a generator that was actually working this time. And last year we completed 4 trusses, but this year we're able to do 11 in half the time. And the part of the trip that impacted me the most would be the Sunday night service at the Mother Church. Everyone was just worshiping and praising the Lord and with just the most joyful faces in such poverty. It's amazing. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Anthony St. Cyr. It was my first time to Haiti and my 2nd mission trip. And what I noticed the first day we got there was how fast-paced it was. It definitely wasn't slow. We were always doing things. We always had somewhere to go or someone to talk to. There was such a difference we could make with so many people. It was amazing to see how different it was from here going there and how many people you could help versus how little people are interested here. I was thankful to go, so thank you for supporting us and even coming on this trip with us.
Good morning. My name is Josh Pierre, and it's my 3rd trip to Haiti. This year's is special because first and foremost, I want to thank all you guys for your prayers, for your finances, and when this team landed to Haiti, all of that prayers, we need all of it. And I want to personally thank you guys for that. And Miss Sherry, Miss Kay, you guys, word cannot describe your efforts and everything else. And I'm lost in words because this trip bring a different person out of me. And we actually see the work we did last year compared to this year with advances that we made and work with the kids, this whole team. Just all I can say is just thank you guys and thank you for your prayers and everything else.
Good morning. My name is Jacinth Pierre. I am happy to serve the Lord. Sometimes what he gives I don't want, but I try to take it with his love, with his spirit, and I thank you for your prayers and your financial support. I pray that my boss will grant me the time to go next year. It is a pleasure serving with this team. We get a great deal of work done when the Lord is in the midst and when we are unified. So I just thank you all for your prayerful support and your financial support.
Hi, good morning. I'm Sasha. This is my 2nd missions trip, 2nd missions trip to Haiti. And I'm very grateful to have been able to go again. Thank you so much for your support, prayers, financial support, and like somebody mentioned earlier, just preparing those gift boxes. Just any way that you guys have contributed. I have to admit that I approached this missions trip in kind of a sophomoric way, kind of knowing that some things would be similar to last year, yet knowing that it would be totally different. But the Lord is faithful and humbled me and brought me to a place of just remembering that, you know, we do this as good and faithful servants. And I have to say that one of my favorite parts of this trip was going back to Bernard and recognizing faces and them recognizing our faces and just connecting with them. I feel like that was a great source of validation for them. And I just live for that. And I think the same thing happened when I was speaking to somebody. He was a street vendor on Monday. And just being able to connect with people. And like they've shared before, they just hang on to every word that we have to share. And they're so grateful to hear from us, grateful to hear the message that we have for them. And it's just an honor and a blessing to be able to go out there. I know that the Lord's going to work through us while we're here in the States again, though, too. So thank you again.
Good morning. My name is Egle. I'm Freddy's wife. First of all, thank you, New Hope, for all your support and prayers. They were very important to us. Secondly, I would like to thank Freddie for convincing me to go with him on this trip. I always felt that I was not the missionary type, and I learned that for God, there is not a missionary type, and his ways are not my ways. Yeah. It was great for me to witness at first hand all the work that New Hope has been doing in Haiti for the kingdom of God. It's clearly evident that our church is making a difference in many ministries and many lives in all the places we visited. The leaders of this church, they practice what they preach. Although there were many events that impacted me during our trip, I have to say that it was very emotional for me to see the kids and Miss Ellis opening the Christmas gift boxes. To see the happiness on their faces was priceless. I went to Haiti to serve in the name of Jesus, but I believe that I received more than I gave. Many blessings that I will treasure for God's glory. Bon dieu, God bless you.
Good morning, my name is Freddy. This was my second mission trip, both to Haiti, and both times you, my local church, you sent me. The highlight of this trip for me, very shortly, is number one, that in Haiti, different from here, you see the darkness more than you see here. Here we are hidden under a lot of stuff and other funny things, but there you can see the darkness, the need, the lack of resources, and you start thinking, what is the solution? And then you see the solution at work. You see how the churches are doing what they have to do. They're sharing the gospel. There are pastors that are being equipped by our church, and there are kids receiving the love of Christ and receiving the gospel. The gospel is being shared, and Jesus is changing lives there, and we can see that when we go there. And this is because you, as a church, you're supporting us. So this time I realize that you are there too with us. Your financial support, with the time that you put in helping, for example, next Sunday to fill those boxes with the soccer material, you are changing lives. In the short term, maybe a kid will receive a scholarship, but also in the long term, the gospel is being shared, and that's eternal. Those are the treasures in heaven that we have to have. And that reminds me of a quote from Jim Elliot. If you're familiar with Jim Elliot, he was an American missionary sent to Ecuador, and he gave everything. He gave his time, his talents, his family, and his life for the mission. And he said, "He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain that which he cannot lose." So please keep supporting us, supporting this mission, and if you can, make everything you can to come next week. Yeah, next week? Oh, yeah, next week. No, next year.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Marissa Wheeler. This is my 9th missions trip, 4th to Haiti. I know I'm a newcomer, not really. But it was a blessing because I was not supposed to come this year because there was a lot of confusion. But eventually I was supposed to leave early, but then God created this way where I could go the entire time, and that was a true blessing. I love that we went back to the church that we built a couple years back. And the first time it was just a old little shack with just one roof, a couple sticks. And then the next year we went back and it was what we built, but there was no walls. And then this year there was walls, windows, doors, everything. And it was just amazing how it just grows each year. And then last year we built the same church and then there's walls. And it's just amazing how we can just build the church in such little time and how the church continues to grow as people. And it's just a blessing to see how, even though they're in the darkest place you can ever imagine, they just love the Lord and they're praising the Lord and they just don't care. It's just amazing to see what we can accomplish with building just one building. Thank you.
My name is Jennifer Bess. I am the mother of Anthony down there and the second grade teacher here at New Hope. I remember forcing my son to attend church with me when he was 9. I think back to the beginning of high school when I forced him to try the youth group here at New Hope. Just for a month, I told him. If you don't like it after a month, you don't have to continue. Well, after that month was said and done, he said to me, "I'll keep going. I don't mind." Last year, he asked to go on the mission trip to Kentucky and came back to tell me that he accepted Christ into his heart. The opportunity for this Haiti mission came up, and I wanted to support him in his Christ journey. I wanted to be a part of what God was doing in his heart. Watching my children grow in Christ was very important to me, because it took over 30 years to have a personal relationship with my Savior. But once I did, I had to share it. Those who know me know that I have a heart for kids. My husband and I have 6 kids, and if he would let me, we would have 6 more. This calling was not only a great way to share and connect with my son, but an enlightenment of how God pieced together our family. It says in Matthew that we are to be the salt of the world. It was this trip that solidified what that means. Jesus calls upon us to preserve the relationship between us. There were many eyes looking up at me with great joy, from children who didn't know where their next meal was coming from. So many people singing with peace in their hearts that didn't know how they were going to keep a roof over their heads. This is the peace and joy that God wants us to have. What I walked away with was that salt. What those children did for me, how they showed me how necessary it is to preserve yourself, your kids, and your relationships, that will forever change my life. We are not guaranteed tomorrow. Jesus wants us to shine his light in the darkness. I am most grateful for the opportunity to have done that on this past mission trip.
My name is Chance Miller, and this is my 3rd missions trip, but it's my 2nd to Haiti. During this missions trip, I saw God's hand throughout just about everything that we did. He gave us so many little blessings, like being able to complete all the trusses in time and then have more time to go to other churches and be able to minister to them. But the most impactful moment was when we went back to the church that we built last year and we were able to share the gospel with a church that's just growing and growing, and it was a really, really impactful time for me.
I'm Kay Williams, and I also want to thank you for your prayer support. It meant so much to us. God's faithfulness was evident from the beginning to the end in big things and in small things. And one thing that you really learn on the mission field on a daily basis is that he is trustworthy.
Hi, most of you recognize me. For those of you that don't, my name is Brandy's husband. This is my second trip to Haiti. Some of you may remember a report from last year. It was a very emotional report for me, truly my first time in the mission field, and was making some comparisons to what I thought missions was and what I learned it truly is. It's a generic thing to say God was with us, but I assure you, in every way he could have been, he was with us. It was a fantastic trip. He enabled so very many of us to be so very useful in the field. I'm not boasting, but I want to highlight one of our members, Josh. He was incredible. When I say he heeded his call, he did it with absolute perfection. And Josh, we are so grateful for you. We truly are. The job site was wonderful. For those of you that know, I happen to be in job site management of sorts. I build for a living, so it was wonderful to see genuine efforts in action. Going back and visiting the church that we helped to build last year was fantastic. For me, a sense of completion is an important one. Seeing projects start and finish, in my heart, is a big deal. This church does that there. We start and we finish. To watch the progress over the course of the year, to know that it's not only our hands there, but the support this church generates and sends out every year. It isn't without your hope and your help that these things get done. And we're so very thankful for that. We truly are. And if I can, just take one more moment. For those of you that have not enjoyed the mission field, may I make this plea. Search your heart. Pray to our God. Ask him to reveal to you whether missions is your calling. It will change your life. It will develop your relationship with him in such a way I can't even explain. So please, give that some thought. Thank you, and God bless you.
Good morning. I'm Vivian Wheeler, and the Lord really opened my eyes this trip to find like a full overview impact what has been transpiring for many years. Pastor Kirby, when he came to our church and he had the vision of missions, it was vague, but he was faithful. He knew the direction that the Lord was bringing him and giving us the tools to be able to share the gospel, not only with our words, but with our hand motions through skits. We're teaching our children here in our elementary school. We're teaching the same skits to the kids in the preschool. We're teaching our youth group children. They're able to share the gospel. We're doing it during vacation Bible school. We're also going to the nursing homes in the community, doing the same skits. We're also having in-service teachers taught in our communities. We're impacting so many areas through the same skits that are being done on the missions field. You're able to articulate the gospel, and you're able to show it with hand motions. The language barrier is completely broken down because they're able to understand. And it all just came into a huge fruition to me when we were standing at the lake or at the river, and you had about 300 people that are lined up on the side, and we do this skit on Daniel. They got that skit. They got it. It was amazing. God is just using this ministry. And also, I forgot to mention, Pastor Kirby in the leadership conference taught the leaders, he's going to talk a little bit more about that, on how they then can equip those in Haiti, and we're not even there. He's just continuing and multiplying it. It's a blessing. I'm so glad to be a part of it.
I'm Jim Daly. I'm Kathleen's husband. And I'd like just ditto everything here, and it could be done. But there's one thing that I really wanted to mention. There's the unsung heroes. It's this congregation, Steve Schumacher, loaning us Sherry all these years. And you're not getting her back, but that's okay. We had two major fundraiser events. We had a car wash, and we had a yard sale. The car wash, I couldn't believe it. It was like $1,200+. I mean, a lot of people bought tickets to have their cars washed. I know a lot of people don't live near the church, yet they still came out and participated. And we're very thankful for that. We had a yard sale. People gave more stuff than we could ever imagine selling in a whole week. I mean, it was really neat, and we're very thankful for that. And that's all I wanted to say is we're thankful for this church.
Hi, I'm Marissa Wheeler. This is my 9th missions trip, 4th to Haiti. I know I'm a newcomer, not really. But there was a blessing because I was not supposed to come this year because there was a lot of confusion. But eventually I was supposed to leave early, but then God created this way where I could go the entire time, and that was a true blessing. I love that we went back to the church that we built a couple years back, and the first time it was just a old little shack with just one roof, a couple sticks, and then the next year we went back, and it was what we built, but there was no walls. Then this year there was walls, windows, doors, everything, and it was just amazing how it just grows each year. And then last year we built the same church, and then there's walls, and it's just amazing how we can just build a church in such little time and how the church continues to grow as people. And it's just a blessing to see how, even though they're in the darkest place you can ever imagine, they just love the Lord and they're praising the Lord, and they just don't care. It's just amazing to see what we can accomplish with building just one building. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Josh Pierre, and it's my third trip to Haiti. This year's is special because, first and foremost, I want to thank all you guys for your prayers, for your finances, and when this team landed to Haiti, all of that prayers, we need all of it. And I want to personally thank you guys for that. And Miss Sherry, Miss Kay, you guys, word cannot describe your efforts and everything else. And I'm lost of words because this trip brings a different person out of me. And we actually see the work we did last year compared to this year, with advances that we made, and work with the kids, this whole team. Just all I can say is just thank you guys, and thank you for your prayers and everything else.
Before I let the team go, I just want to do a real quick exercise. Glance around you and count quickly the number of people, and then glance up here and count the number of people, okay? This is extraordinary. This doesn't happen in many churches, that we have this many people dedicated. Many of them have come year after year after year after year. And, you know, once it gets into your blood, it's like you're hooked, you know. You're stuck. So, you know, praise God for the way that He has fostered this ministry, but also praise God for the way that you support this ministry, because we could not do it without you. You know, when you've heard people say, "We feel your prayers when we're out there," we're not just making that up. We're not just saying that because that's what people say, you know, at times like this. We really do, because one thing about Haiti is that you're on the front line of spiritual warfare, and it's intense, and it's in a way that you really have not experienced unless you've actually been there. And so we know that you're praying for us, and we feel those prayers, and he empowers us to empower others. So thank you so much for every single part of what you have done in helping us. And let's give this team one more hand as we thank them.